You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
The Packers minicamp continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Day two of the Packers minicamp, GM Brian Gutekunst spoke to reporters on the practice field, saying although the team held firm on their offer to Jaire Alexander, the two sides met in person on Sunday before the decision to release him.
Well, I think we wanted to give it as much time as, again, he's a really good player. And, you know, I think as he came in, had really good conversations with him on Sunday, and I just kind of felt this was always best.
Baseball, the Brewers and Braves series wrapping up today. The crew with a 4-1 win last night over Atlanta, thanks to home runs by Jake Bowers and Jackson Churio on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio into center, well struck, it is back and it is gone!
Manager Pat Murphy.
A lot of good performances, great to see Churio. William Contreras was great on both ends. Bowers hit the big homer.
In golf, Peyton Albers of Wanakee, the winner of the Division I Boys State High School Golf Tournament. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. More drama from the Blake Lively-Justin Baldoni legal proceedings. First, last week, Lively dropped two claims against Baldoni, the director of It Ends With Us, which Lively starred in and produced. Now a judge has dismissed the director's $400 million counter-lawsuit against Lively, her husband Ryan Reynolds, and the couple's publicist. Yahoo Entertainment says this is a major setback for Baldoni. Bottom line, It Ends With Us, the sequel, is probably never going to happen. Sylvester Stewart, also known as Sly Stone, has passed away. The groundbreaking musician was the leader of the band Sly and the Family Stone. The band is known for chart toppers like Dance to the Music, I Wanna Take You Higher, and of course, Everyday People. Stewart is considered a pioneer of funk and influenced such musical acts as Prince, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Sly Stone was 82. Actor and star of Dark Waters, Mark Ruffalo, has agreed to join the cast of Being Human and is the last name of the film's hero, Judy Human, a disability rights activist from the 1970s. The film will be directed by co-director Sean Hader. Ruffalo's part is undisclosed, but is said to be a key role, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Ruffalo is a 4-time Oscar nominee and native Wisconsinite. Can you imagine living in a house that was featured in a famous TV show? Joanne Quintana doesn't have to imagine it because it's real. She lives in the house that was used in Breaking Bad as Walter White's family home. Apparently, she is getting a little tired of people standing outside and staring, so much so that she recently turned a hose on them, and she'll do it again. A video was shared on Instagram by an influencer named Santi, who captured her hosing down gawkers, according to the New York Post. Quintana says she gets so tired of the onlookers, she's listed the home and is asking for $4 million, probably because her water bills are so high. God has apparently taken a break from helping athletes win games and is focused on Hollywood. According to the Crazy Town Tribune, comedian actress Roseanne Barr is claiming God is the one who told her to send a racist tweet in 2018 that ended up getting her fired from The Conners, which was a reboot of her previous show, Roseanne. Barr says God, by telling her to tweet, helped her wake up, enabling her to be fired from The Conners because she was having nightmares about the show. So God wanted her to send a racist tweet. God still apparently made The Conners quite successful without her, which is odd. If you're like me, you're wondering what exactly is God's angle here, as the Supreme Being remained pretty hands-off when it came to other sitcoms like Seinfeld or Modern Family. Barr also admitted to being on a mixture of Ambien and alcohol on the night of the tweet, which probably made it a little harder for God to wake her. Folks, apologies are out, and nowadays it's about the double down, and this is one of the most convoluted I've ever seen. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have a little more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Our high 78 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Partly cloudy tonight, 48 the low. Tomorrow, some of the morning scattered showers in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.